Hello and welcome into another episode of Lessons in Product Management. I'm your host, John Fontenot, and I'm excited to talk about a really interesting topic, a feature adoption. I think a lot of times we talk about adoption in terms of product market fit and people adopting our products in whole, but we don't often think a lot about individual feature adoption and how each feature either adds to or takes away from the entire product experience as a whole. And excuse my cough, I'm getting over a little bit of a sore throat. So just please forgive me as we go through this. But I didn't want to miss a week of an episode, especially with the feedback I want to give here on this topic. So there's three helpful suggestions that I think will help you as you develop features. Right. So if you're at the level of product management where you're still developing features and you're in charge of a feature set or a product and trying to determine which features you should be adding or even sunsetting within a given product, this is for you. Okay. So number one, the first thing you need to identify when building a new feature is who is the feature for. In the same way that you don't build one product for everyone, Facebook being an exception here. So let's rule them out and their 1+ billion customers or users. But most companies have target personas or target users in mind when they're building a product, and it's not everyone, right? It's typically a market or a subsegment of a market, or even a slice of that subsegment very early on, right? But you need to know who that is. And you need to be able to segment those accordingly, right? So that brings me to topic number two, or point number two. So first, we need to understand who our target user is, all right? Next, number two, we need to have adoption measures in place for that segment of users, right? Because you may have a user base in your product that represents multiple segments. Right. And if it's a mature enough product, you might be serving multiple markets with the same product. And not every feature will be valuable to every segment of your user base. So you need to understand who this segment of your user base is that you're building for. Right. Going back to the Rice framework, if you use that for prioritization, you need to know what the reach is. Right. That's what the R is. And typically reach is who is going to care, like how many people are going to care about this? And then I obviously impact, what is going to be the impact to those that we do reach with this? But you need to define that first. So who is the segment? And then once you have the segment, what are the adoption measures? Okay, you can't measure adoption against the entire population. You need to measure it against the percentage of users that you built it for, right? So it's a key distinction that I think a lot of times we get wrong. So many features that you ship will be for specific problems or opportunities that don't apply to 100% of your users. And I just want to reiterate that point because I think it's super important. So adoption measures, yes, against the whole population, no, against the target user or target segment, yes, absolutely. So reviewing, number one, know your target user and segment against that. And number two, make sure to have adoption measures in place for that segment. Okay, moving on. Number three, now that you have these two cornerstone pieces in place of you know who the feature's for and you have adoption measures in place for it, this will allow you to do number three and have better targeting and personalization about who gets notified, right? So the tendency of many product teams is to try to get the broadest reach possible for awareness. But it's often best to be more targeted. If you're targeting a specific user group, a certain segment of users, and you're building a feature because you believe that this feature is going to add value to them, then why notify everyone, right? The more irrelevant notifications you give, it's just like marketing, but this is like in-app marketing, basically, right? Where if you send marketing emails that are irrelevant to certain populations of users, they're going to start ignoring you, right? It's the same thing with any kind of content. Irrelevant content gets ignored if you see enough of it. And it's the same thing with in-app messaging or email notifications or however you communicate product updates with your users, targeting and personalization is going to get you more engagement, and it's going to keep people reading those those release announcements or however you do those notifications, right? So number one, you know your target user and you're segmenting against them. Two, you have adoption rates in place, a baseline measure of what you define success to be. And now you're better equipped to target and personalize the updates that you're making, right? And if you know what the adoption measures are, you know who's adopting it, who's not, right? Now you can personalize even more of sending different notifications, right? What sucks is I get notifications all the time saying like, hey, you should try out this thing. And I'm like, I'm already trying it. Like, don't you, like, shouldn't you know that I'm already using this feature or I've already upgraded? Like, why are you putting something in my face? Which is funny because as I'm recording this, I'm going to be editing the episode on a video editing software. I'm not going to call it out by name, but the video editing software has this like clear call to action in this banner of saying upgrade to this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm already upgraded. I'm already on the premium tier. Like, leave me alone. And so this is a perfect example of if you know who your target user is and you have adoption measures in place, then you should know who's adopted and who's not, who's been upsold and who hasn't. And therefore you should be able to better target and personalize those in-app messages accordingly. So I hope this is helpful. Three simple things that'll go a long way in increasing feature adoption. So I hope you adopt these, all pun intended, and go off and ship better features and see better adoption. So thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you next week for another lesson in product management.